SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Quad leaders say new security initiatives address concerns about China. Israeli soldiers raid and shut down Al Jazeera's office in the occupied West Bank. And in rugby union, Fiji wins its sixth consecutive Pacific Nations Cup. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. The Quad grouping says it will expand joint security steps in Asia in response to growing concerns about China's role in the region. The leaders of India, Japan, Australia and the United States have held their latest meeting in the US. The group says it is ramping up efforts to provide critical security technologies to the Pacific Islands and Southeast Asia, both of which are regions of intense competition with China. US President Joe Biden says he believes China's focus on regional economic issues is an effort to buy itself diplomatic space and increase leverage in the Indo-Pacific.
China continues to behave aggressively, testing us all across the region. And it's true in the South China Sea, the East China Sea, South Asia, and the Taiwan Straits. And it's true across the scope of our relationship, including on economic and technology issues. At the same time, we believe intense competition requires intense diplomacy.
Federal Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says consultations on gambling reform are still ongoing. Ms. Rowland says whilst digital gambling ads could be banned completely, television advertisements may be banned just 1 hour either side of sport broadcasts. She says it is important to consider the future of free-to-air broadcasters and media that collect revenue from gambling ads. Speaking to Sky News, Ms. Rowland says the government is aiming to strike a delicate balance.
The key issue here is threefold. We want to ensure that we protect children, we want to break the nexus between wagering and sport, and we want to deal with the saturation of ads, particularly as that impacts on young men aged around 18 to 35. I know that many of your viewers will be thinking the same as they get excited about the final season. We want people to be excited about the game, not about the odds.
Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the Coalition's plan to build 7 nuclear power plants is economic insanity and will push power prices up. Ahead of a speech from Opposition Leader Peter Dutton unveiling more detail behind the policy, Dr. Chalmers says the opposition leader must be honest about the costs of the plan and how much it will impact power bills. Mr. Dutton's speech follows a recent report showing a typical household electricity bill could rise by an average of $665 a year if nuclear power is added to the energy grid. The vote count is underway in Sri Lanka's presidential election, with Marxist-leaning candidate Anura Kumara Dissanayake leading the early official results. The official tally shows Mr. Dissanayake is 3% short of the 50% needed to win, but his closest rival, Sajith Premadasa, has only 28%, and the incumbent Liberal president, Ranil Wickremesinghe, is trailing behind that with just 15%. The election is seen as a virtual referendum on the current leadership's handling of the country's worst economic crisis and the resulting political upheaval. Despite the recent improvements in the economy, many Sri Lankans are still struggling with high taxes and living costs. Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank have raided and shut down the office of broadcaster Al Jazeera in Ramallah and have issued a 45-day closure order. Israeli soldiers raided the office before delivering orders to journalists that they had just 10 minutes to take their things and go. Al Jazeera says the soldiers gave no reasoning for the shutdown, but the raids come 4 months after the channel was banned from operating inside Israel. Live footage broadcast by Al Jazeera has shown the Ramallah bureau chief, Walid Omari, reading the statement delivered to the office by the Israeli soldiers.
This is a decision that was made by one of the Israeli generals. He is ordering us to immediately leave the office and take our personal belongings and cameras. The army says we have only 10 minutes to take our belongings and leave the office so they can shut it down.
In rugby union, Fiji has claimed victory over Japan in the final of the Pacific Nations Cup in Osaka. A dominant second half from Fiji saw the side score 5 tries. 2 more were disallowed. The Japanese team, who are coached by former Wallabies boss Eddie Jones, were quick starters but were soon worn down by the Fijian side. The final score was 41 points to 17. I'm Sunil Awasthi. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.